This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Britain's House of Commons voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to approve a trade deal with the European Union, the last major step in London's years-long split with the continent's 27-member governing body. Before the vote, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the deal a good one.
In the heart of this bill is one of the biggest free trade agreements in the world. As we've discussed in this chamber many times, Mr. Speaker, a comprehensive Canada-style deal worth over £660 billion, which, if anything, should allow companies to do even more business with our European friends, safeguarding millions of jobs and livelihoods in our UK and across the continent.
Former British Prime Minister Theresa May says the new trade deal is not the one she'd hoped for.
In 2018 in Mansion House, I said that we wanted to work to get a financial services deal in the future arrangement, treaty arrangement, and that that would be truly groundbreaking. It would have been, but sadly it has not been achieved. We have a deal in trade, which benefits the EU, but not a deal in services, which would have benefited the UK.
Britain left the EU almost a year ago, but its economic split will be finalized Thursday at midnight in Brussels. Britain became the first country to approve the coronavirus vaccine developed jointly by Oxford University and AstraZeneca Wednesday. Scientists say the vaccine could be a game changer in the global fight against the pandemic. Regulators say the vaccine has shown around 70% effectiveness against COVID-19, a relatively high figure compared to vaccines for many other diseases. The road to recovery will be difficult. Britain is struggling with a surge of infections driven by a new variant of the coronavirus that doctors say is over 50% more infectious. For more information on the coronavirus pandemic or any of today's news, please go to VOA.